Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake your asses up, Jazz Chisholm. It's your favorite Theo Alcintron on the Fan. You won't catch me sleeping off first base. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man, Mr. Workout himself, Buff Bagwell, Connor Green. What's good, brother?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
I'm good. Absolute Cintron, 5 hours till 1 a.m. Again, number to join, 888-808-1019. Later on, we're going to be playing a game called NFL Style. Who he play for? Connor has written down five guys. I've got five guys. No offensive linemen, because if you're that deep in the woods, then good luck with that. I'm going to start with the Yankees. We'll talk about the Mets as well. Ended a four-game losing streak. Oh, those New York Yankees. As Keith would say, Hernandez, that is, lacking the fundies. I mean, what a disgrace. What a disgrace. You got guys not knowing how many outs they are. Guys sleeping at first base. And then, when asked about it post-game, Jazz Chisholm, he goes ahead and he says this. I would do it again.
Jazz, what happened on that pop up there in the second on the bases?
Just trying to be aggressive, already playing with both the middle infielders out there. You know, I saw something that I thought they were going to do. He deked it like he was going to do it. He didn't do it. But, you know, still trying to be aggressive because I've played here before. I know how to field plays. And, you know, sometimes you get aggressive and you get caught up. You make an out. So, yeah.
Would you do it differently next time, now knowing we know?
No.
No. He wouldn't do it differently. What are the odds of that play working in Jazz's favor? What are the odds? If Edwards drops the ball, then you're out at second. It's over. If he doesn't drop the ball, you go back to first. Instead, you get doubled up. Doubled up. Not one out. Two outs. That's bad baseball. That's horrendous baseball. That's worse than T-ball baseball. Do we need to get the book that says Baseball for Dummies 101? Because this has been a problem with the Yankees for a long time. No one covers first base when it's supposed to cover first base. Guys are dropping pop flies in the outfield. You got guys not knowing how many outs there are in the game. Throwing to the wrong base. Heads up their asses. This is not the Yankees that we're used to around these parts. The big, bad New York Yankees. This baseball that we see, the lack of fundamentals, reminds me of the mid-80s Yankees when no one showed up to those games. It was bad baseball all the time. All the way until the Yankees became the big, bad Yankees again. As a Yankee fan, you cannot be happy with this. And I don't care what happened yesterday, although it was funny as a Met fan watching. I got to admit, seeing BBD come in the game and not Bell Biv DeVoe. I'm talking about the new acquisitions, Bird, Bednar, and DeVoe. And then Aaron Boone. I listened to the post game because I was at the Met game yesterday, walking home, listening to the post game. And he says, we had a plan. You know, I didn't want to. Here's another nickname I learned for the Yankees. You ready for this one, Connor? We didn't want to use Weave because, you know, we used them a lot. And Devin Williams, we didn't want to use him either because of the amount of time that we've used him. And are you trying to win games? This is not April. We're in August now. Well, your GM did what he had to do to get you the tools to win, to add depth to this bullpen. And then you say that. We stick to the plan. And I heard CBAC talking about this too. We stick to the plan. Sometimes you have to get off the plan. It's not working. You have to move. Hey, plan B, plan C, plan D. That's the way you're supposed to. You have a plan A. That doesn't work. You better have a plan B and a plan C. Because if you only have a plan A, guess what? Most often, you get screwed. You get screwed. And now everyone has egg on their face. And guess what? The Yankee organization has egg on their face. The manager himself, especially. Didn't do himself any favors. Now, would I have taken Jazz out the game? I would have done it. Because it's about time somebody holds someone on this Yankee team accountable. It's about time. This ain't no buddy-buddy BS. We're trying to win a World Series. And we don't know how many outs there are. We don't know what base to run to. We don't know what base to throw to. We don't know what the hell we're doing. And I'm not here to discredit the Marlins. Because let's face it. The Miami Marlins, okay? Since June 13th. That's a date around here that's popular besides my birthday. The Marlins since June 13th are 29-14. And since starting 24-40, they're 30-15. The only team better than them, the Milwaukee Brewers, 29-11. The Yankees since June 13th, 18-26. That's crap baseball. And 18-26, it should be worse than that, considering the lack of fundamentals this team has. It's horrible baseball. It's stupid baseball. And shout out to my nephew, Robbie, who's turning 5. He knows the fundamentals of baseball more than the New York Yankees do. My youngest nephew, Noah, turning 2, even he knows the fundamentals more than the current Yankee team does. It's pathetic. And you can hear it in the announcers. They've had it. Guys are overrunning balls that hit them in the outfield, Caballero. Looking like Bill Buckner in right field. This is bad baseball. This is not winning baseball. And the Yankees are lucky the Blue Jays have hit the skids. That they're not winning what they once were at a 70% clip. What the hell are we doing in the Bronx? And I turn to my man, who is the Yankee fan between us, Connor. You're listening to this. You're helping produce this crap baseball. When this is happening, what's going on in your head? How many times did you punch the table there?
A lot of frustration. Like, last night's game was even worse than today's game, although today's game wasn't great either. But you finally felt like, well, they got a bunch of relievers, they got some new faces, you have Ryan McMahon at third, you've added a couple of pieces to give you some bench depth. And then they go yesterday and have one of the most disastrous losses in the last 20 years. All the guys they acquired blew the game. I mean, all their relievers were bad that they acquired. In right field, Caballero makes the error. So, like, you finally felt like, okay, Cashman did a great job. They got these new guys. But then it's the same mistakes over and over again. And then today, where last night it was your offense was red hot and you couldn't get any outs. Today, your pitching was really good and you couldn't get hits. So it's like always something with this team. And I agree with Boone when he says he doesn't think the Yankees make more base running mistakes than other teams. I would imagine probably the numbers on that. It's not like the Yankees are so much worse than other teams, but when you're playing as badly as they are and you're as inconsistent as they are, you have to be solid with the fundamentals, and the Yankees are not a solid fundamental team. They're not one of the best fundamental teams in baseball, for sure. So even if you want to say that other teams also make base running mistakes, you are the New York Yankees, and you are held to a higher standard, and you shouldn't constantly have these mental mistakes on the base pass. And Jazz can say whatever he wants. I think what happened there is that he just kind of spaced out, because he said if the ball was dropped, he would have made it to second base. He was like a foot off the bag or 2 feet off the bag. There's no way he would have made it to second base. So it's just these constant problems over and over.
When did Jazz Chisholm become Ricky Henderson?
Yeah.
When did that happen? No one. I don't care if you had a rocket on your back and another rocket up you. You know what? You weren't beating that out. You weren't. And by the way, Edwards, if you watch the play, he looks up. You could see him. He's watching Jazz. He's looking. So I understand what Jazz is saying, but I'd rather the one out than two outs. Basic math. It's that simple. Take the one out. I know Goldschmidt is slower than you know what, but I'd rather the one out than, guess what? Your manager has to answer questions again after the game. The fundamentals. Is anybody being held accountable? Blah, 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 blah. It's tiring. How long is it? Like, I've been at the Fan 2 years. I watch many Met games. You know, I watched a lot of Yankee games last year because of Juan Soto. But how long has this been a problem with Aaron Boone as manager, the fundamentals, as a Yankee fan?
You know, there's been like some issues with it over the years. I even remember when they lost to the Astros in the ALCS in 2019, there were some defensive problems and mental mistakes in the field and things like that. But in the end, I feel like I don't think that the reason why they make all these mistakes is because of Aaron Boone. I think some of the issues in the field are because they're constantly playing guys out of position. They were in a spot yesterday where they played Caballero in right field. I don't know exactly why they didn't go with Austin Slater. It's possible that he might have been their emergency catcher because they had already pinch hit Ben Rice in that situation. So the construction of the roster is a little bit funky. So you have guys playing out of position all the time, and that becomes an issue. But some of these base running mistakes, I don't know what people want Aaron Boone to do when Austin Wells just doesn't know how many outs there are. There's nothing. Jazz Chisholm, what is he doing there? I don't know what Boone is supposed to say to him. And Jazz really didn't own up to his mistake in the postgame press conference. Mm-hmm. But what is Boone supposed to, all he can say is, what are you doing there? You know, it's not one of those things where Jazz is coached to do this. He just individually made that mistake.
So you said you don't know what you want Aaron Boone to do, correct? I know what I want him to do. Take his ass out the game and make an example out of him. Because enough's enough. Enough's enough. You got to make an example out of something so the team wakes up, because it seems like they had their heads up their asses. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Anybody who's ever played baseball at any level in their life knows. One out is better than getting doubled up. It's that simple. I don't care if you have some, I almost said it, if you don't have a fast guy on first base, running to first. If he's not fast, I'll be politically correct. If he's not fast, but hey, he's an athlete, a baseball player too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I sacrifice myself. If he drops the ball, I'm out. It's that simple. It's that simple. Instead, you got doubled up, and your manager again has to face the answer to these questions over and over and over about fundamentals. But Aaron Boone, it's time you start holding these players accountable and take one of their asses out of the game when they screw up. when they screw up. Enough of this buddy-buddy stuff. Enough. These are the New York Yankees. Your GM, by the way. You know, I had a question on Theo Allen Friends when I asked the panel on Thursday, which team had the better trade deadline, Mets or Yankees? I think they both had great deadlines. I'm not going to be a homer and say, the Mets did. No, I think they both did. They both addressed what needed to be done. The Mets got a center fielder and added depth to their bullpen. And by the way, that Ryan Helsley thing in person is amazing. Last night, oh boy, I got the goosebumps. And then you had Diaz come in after. So you had the Hells Bells and then trumpets. Oh, baby. Ah, it's beautiful. I loved it. But both teams, both organizations did well. David Stearns and Brian Cashman. Now, do I think the relievers he brought in? I think Jake Bird is straight up basura. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's trash. With and without a beard. I don't think he's any good. I'm always leery about guys that go from bad teams right into the fire. I'm always leery of those guys. And you got Bittner from Pittsburgh. Crap team. You know, always, you know, 24 innings. He's giving up one run. Yeah, that changed real quick in the Yankee uniform. And then Jake Bird comes in. Whack, 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 whack. Batting practice all over the place. Duvall comes in. He gives it up. And by the way, my favorite Yankee pitcher, he's not off the hook neither yesterday. Carlos Rodon. No hitter through four. And then all of a sudden, let me walk this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy, this guy. And then I can't even get out the damn fifth inning. The Yankees have one legit start on this team. One. And he can't pitch every game. And that's Max Fried. That is it. One starter that you can truly, truly count on. I don't know about October because his numbers are but we're talking about regular season right now. Max Fried's the only one. Luis Gil comes back tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. That's great news for the Yankees. Marcus Stroman is on the unemployment line right now. I know Yankee fans are happy about that. Cam Schlittler. I said the name right. See, I went right with it. I just bam right into the name. Didn't even think about it. He's in a rotation. They gave him a vote of confidence by keeping him here and getting rid of Stroman. Will Warren, great at home. We'll see how he does on the road. But man, watching this team, I mean, you could just play the Benny Hill music when watching this team. It's just circus. It's awful. So as a Yankee fan, how are you feeling? Do you think this team will make the playoffs? And again, it's the same rule every time. If you want to fire people, you better have a legit replacement or you will get hung up on. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Since you're on the Fan, back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.